1. The day after. I abruptly wake up, thanks to the racking sound of my alarm clock piercing deeply into my skull. I come to a sitting position and silence the damn thing, slamming my right hand on the off button. My head is spinning. I feel all kinds of ill, and as soon as my comatose brain regains consciousness, I remember why, which definitely isn't a good thing. In fact, as my memory comes back, I experience a stream of increasingly awful emotions. It starts with a choking pain, immediately followed by fear, anguish, and a strong wave of nausea. Ouch. Heartbreak sucks. I lie back on the pillows, trying to abate my squeamishness. Sugar, my black and white rescue cat, decides this is a good moment to jump on my belly and meow for his breakfast. "Not now, baby," I say, pushing him aside. "I need 5 minutes before I get up." "No, no, no. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go into work either. Not today. Please, not after what happened. I'm not ready for it. I will look awful, and I'm being optimistic. I spent the whole night crying. My eyes are going to be horrendously red and puffy, and my skin will probably be ghastly, in between a putrid mustard and greenish coloring. There will be no mistaking my utter state of distraught. Damn. I can already picture the evil grin of triumph on her face. Of course, she's going to mask it as one of her best, "I want world peace" beauty pageant smiling faces, pretending nothing's wrong. Don't you hate it when you know someone to be vicious, but you're the only one who can see it because they pretend to be the most kind and caring person in the world? Well, she's the kind of two-faced poser who manages to make you feel like the wrongdoer, even when it's her delivering a sucker punch to your stomach. She does it with such grace and poise that you don't even feel entitled to argue or be angry. I have a horrible feeling she knows exactly how badly this hurts for me. Now that I think about it, many of the little nasty remarks she's been making in the past months about the guy she was dating begin to make sense. I had a feeling that she was taking my unconcerned responses as a personal affront. Maybe she thought I knew. Well, from my reaction yesterday, it must have been pretty clear that I didn't. Wait a second. How long has she been doing it? When did she start? Did she say dating? Did she use the word boyfriend? At the thought, my heart skips a beat and I gasp for air. Wow, this hurts. This physically hurts. I have a huge ball of pain in my chest that expands all the way down to my stomach. I can hardly breathe, and I feel terribly dizzy. Lying back on the pillows is not helping. My heart is beating so fast I can't suck in air, and I feel trapped. Yeah. Trapped in my horrible, disastrous life. I need to calm down. I'm just having a panic attack. Aha, mark the roots of a problem and then find the solution. What did Dr. Oz say? Ah, yes, I simply need to take deep, profound breaths. Air in, air out, in, and out. Gradually, my respiration returns to normal, and I feel able to inhale and exhale properly. I have to decide what to do. Clearly, I can't go to work in this state. The mere thought makes me sick. Well, more sick than I already am. Wait, sick? I am ill. This is my way out. I'm going to pull a sickie. Genius. I haven't taken one illness leave in the 5 years that I've been with my company. Surely no one is going to suspect.